You're with Cape Talk.
Now, a recent research report commissioned by financial services group Santam has given some insights into our favorite local businesses and why people love them so. No big surprise, the great service turns out to be the most compelling factor for most people surveyed, followed by the quality of the offering and the perceived value for money. What caught my eye from the findings, though, was the name of the winner in the most loved local hotel category, because it's a Cape Town venue that has long been famous for lazy weekend lunches, for beautiful views, and above all, for its wonderful calamari. I'm talking, of course, about the Chapman's Peak Hotel, which was named the most loved place to stay in this recent survey. And we thought that was a good excuse to get them into the studio to tell us more about this absolute landmark in Cape Town. Delighted to have Linda and Lydia Nobrega with us, who are the co-owners of the hotel. Welcome. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Pippa. Thanks for having us.
It's a building with a long, long history, and in fact, your presence on that site goes all the way back to the late 1800s, I think. Is that right?
Not our presence, not but the building's presence.
The building's presence, of course.
Yes.
Sorry.
We're far too young.
Tell us a little bit about the history
of the building itself.
And that site and okay. The Chapman's Peak Hotel. Full stop.
So it dates back to the 1800s. Back then, in the 1800s, it was a wooden structure. It had a fire in the early 1900s. They recorded about 1903. Mm. It was a result of the hotel manager that evening during counting his float, a lamp fell over and the building burnt down.
Ouch. Okay.
And apparently of most consequence was the bridal wardrobe of his daughter, who was supposed to be married soon thereafter.
Oh no, how
so
awful.
She lost everything and the building went down. So, and then they don't quite record how long it took to build the new building. Mm-hmm. And so let's go for like late 1900, I mean, the early 1900s, let's mm-hmm. go 1905 or 1906.
Somewhere thereabouts.
Somewhere.
Yep.
And it's what it looks like today. The front facade of the building is still the same. Obviously, windows and door frames might have changed, but that's all. And, yeah, and then you don't hear much of the building for a while. And then in around about 1960, it was taken over by Molly Goodman. At the time she took it over, it was known as the Beach Hotel. Mm-hmm. And when she took it over, she changed the name to Chapman's Peak Hotel because she thought it was a bit more fitting being at the foot of Chapman's Peak Drive, you know. And that's also when the name Chappies came along, as it was affectionately known by the locals in the area. It was also the go-to place for fishing news. Hout Bay in those days was a fishing community. So, and then I think after that, in the early 70s, that's kind of when our family stepped in, and I think Lydia knows a little bit more about
Lydia,
that.
Yeah, so sort of early to mid-70s, your family got involved. What was the vision?
Well, my dad had gone out to Komiki to look at the Komiki Hotel, which was up for sale at that mm-hmm. time. Him and his partner were driving, and they drove through Hout Bay, decided to stop at Chappies, and popped into the bar to speak to the locals. And there they established that Mrs. Molly Goodman, the two hotels that she owned back then, which was the Hout Bay Hotel mm-hmm. and Chapman's Peak Hotel, were up for auction or were being liquidated. Long story short, my dad and his partner acquired the two hotels. That was back in 76. My dad initially went to the Hout Bay Hotel. Mm-hmm. And his partner went to Chappies. And at the Hout Bay Hotel, we were there till 81. My dad started the Saturday afternoon jazz. He inherited a bookkeeper that played the saxophone and the trumpet. Mm-hmm. And he one day said to my dad, he's got a few friends. They can put a band together for Saturday afternoon. And so that started. And we were there till 81. I mean, I remember I was 15 years old and we were selling beers and it was 35 cents a beer.
Can you imagine?
Yep. And then in 81, there was a splitting partnership and my dad went to Chappies and my uncle went to the Hout Bay Hotel. And when my dad got to Chappies, it was really very little there. There was a men's bar, a dining room and 10 small rooms upstairs. And the first thing he did, he renovated the rooms to have a bathroom in each room, because in those days you had a communal bathroom among the rooms. And so it started, and then he decided to upgrade the restaurant and started playing around with calamari. Didn't know what to do with it. I remember as a waitress, one day we would be sent out to the customers and it would be a calamari with tomato base. And the next day it would be a fried calamari. And eventually the customers would say, no, 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 I don't want the tomato base. I want the fried calamari. Hence, that's how
the
that
famous
started.
Calamari
came about.
I mean, I'm not going to ask you to share the recipe with us because it is absolutely your signature dish. But I mean, that has become one of the selling points, one of many selling points, because of course, in the ensuing years, you've upgraded, you've expanded, you've introduced conference facilities.
Absolutely.
Linda, tell us a little bit about the offering today. I'm on the back foot in this interview because I'm ashamed to say that after 20 years in Cape Town, having heard about the calamari at Chappie's since I arrived, I still haven't made it there to taste it. So tell me what I will find when I come to visit you today, hopefully soon.
Well, apart from, okay, if, you know, Chappie's has always been known for calamari. And we're happy to be known for calamari, but it's not just calamari that we're good at. Mm. And so on the front of food, we have chicken peri-peri, which is outstanding, Portuguese steak. We do other seafood offerings. We were, in fact, one of the first restaurants with the seafood in the pan.
The pan coming to the table.
Yeah. That was my dad. And so, but from a business perspective, we're more than just a restaurant as well. And that's the strange thing. Even though we are called Chapman's Peak Hotel, nobody actually thinks we're a hotel.
You are a hotel, but you know? How many rooms are there today?
Well, today there are 24 rooms in our new wing. They're made up of 22 luxurious rooms and 2 penthouse suites. Mm. So we have 14 that face the sea and 8 that face the mountain, and then the 2 penthouse suites with their own little splash pools facing the sea, all of that. We have conferencing facilities, banqueting facilities. We have a great cocktail bar and bar lounge. And we have an indoor restaurant, believe it or not, with great fireplaces, because that's the one thing also people actually get so surprised at is when they see there's a restaurant inside, because we just people just know us to be outside on the deck in summer, enjoying the view and the vibe. And
here we
come
are
to
the
us in winter as well, you know.
She's still going strong through winter, you know.
So, yeah, that's pretty much what we're all about, you know. So it's evolved over time so that we have more than just one thing to offer every guest. Mm-hmm. So that hotel guest that comes to stay gets to be in our restaurant with the locals that are around, has a bar, you know. And it's a home away from home for any hotel guest that comes to us. Yeah, no.
Well, 2, I think, happy hotel guests on the SMS line. The Mulliners from Rebecca Castile simply saying, Linda and Lydia are amazing, as is the hotel. Thanks for that. I'd love to hear some Chappie's memories from anybody listening, because I'm sure there are many of them. Lydia, this research report that Suntime commissioned and the finding that Chappie's is the most loved place to stay. Obviously, it's a pat on the back for you. It's recognition of the service that you've been giving all of these years. But what does it mean to you to get recognition like that?
Well, it's really, it's awesome. It's a, we are really grateful and unexpected. We were quite surprised to receive the news, but
I think we're still pinching ourselves, you know, because, yeah, it's just, we're just so proud and we're just so honored to have been, you know, to have been around in Cape Town for so long and to have this kind of recognition that you're doing something right and people love you. And it's the South Africans that love us.
Yeah.
And that's what's actually just the most touching thing about this award. It's, you know, it was a South African-run local award.
Mm. Well, our dad was quite a character and he was loved by many, people. Mm. And he was quite a host. He was a super host, if you may call that. And he loved people. He loved socializing with the guest that came to the restaurant. He would throw plates. He was quite a character, and people would phone and say, is Carla's going to be there today? Because we're bringing guests. So can he throw his plates? Can he create a commotion? And people loved that. And he could sit with guests for hours just chatting, and it was his life. He loved people. He had passion for people and for what he did. And many people remember that today. My dad's still alive. He's retired. People still come in and, where's Carlos? How's Carlos? So I think he will be forever remembered as part of Chappies because he was Chappies. He created Chappies what it is today. We as kids have evolved and we've taken business to a different level. But people today still, if it wasn't for my dad, I don't think it would have been what it is. So,
yeah, and it's big shoes to fill and we're doing our very best and we can't replace him or the character that he was. So what you get today, Chappies, is something different, you know, because he's not on the floor anymore. Yeah, you know, so that it's more of a, it's a different vibe.
But it sounds to me like you're filling those shoes more than adequately.
Well, we do our very best. Yeah.
So the final question then is what our listeners can look forward to. Any new plans or specials or menus, anything like that that you'd like to mention?
Well, we run our winter specials every year, and there's 15 items on that winter special. It isn't what, I mean, it's not seafood based because we want people to know we can do something else. Mm-hmm. So it's got like your favorite winter dishes, ribs, pork belly. We do a caldeira, which is a Portuguese fish stew. There's chicken prawns, which we've decided to introduce due to the popularity of our chicken peri-peri and our prawns. We've put a combo together, which is the chicken and prawns. Then we'll always carry a fish of the day. So apart from that, then we've got our hotel rooms. We do run winter specials with our hotel rooms. We also run specials with banqueting or conferencing during our winter months. And we do that every year. And what can people expect from Chappies? A good time.
For a good time, visit the Chapman's Peak Hotel. It's been a delight to have Linda and Lydia Nobrega in hit studio with us. Some lovely messages coming through from listeners, which we'll share with you a little later in the program. Good luck to you for the next decades to come because it sounds like this is a business with a long-term plan and looking forward to my first visit.
Yeah, we're looking forward to having you, Pippa, and don't leave it too long.
I won't, I promise.
Thank you,
Pippa. Thanks so much.
Thanks so much.